A land bank is designed to consolidate all the city's vacant properties and package them for large-scale development. The bill was championed by Councilwoman Maria Quinones Sanchez, who says although a compromise, the legislation is historic.
The compromise was one that allows us to look at the timeline and the role people play at what point so that we can get it out the door faster.
By out the door, Quinones Sanchez means sell off vacant properties. Now that takes years. Under the proposal to make sure all arms of city government deal with properties the same way, it could take months. The bank could also acquire occupied lots to create a bigger parcel that's more attractive to developers. Rick Sauer of the Philadelphia Association of Community Development Corporations says the compromise, which requires City Council to approve land bank deals, is a good one.
Instead of having to deal with multiple different agencies that currently, public agencies that have their own inventory of property and their own sets of rules and their own time frames, you'll be able to go to one place for all city-owned property.
Council President Darrell Clark says he and his colleagues will not slow down the land bank unnecessarily.
We're not into micromanagement business. We're into the legislative process, a transparent legislative process, which we will ensure as it relates to the operation of the land bank.
The bill, which just got amended to reflect the compromise, is expected to be approved next week. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.